Well, Steve, just assess that 4-0 defeat to Swindon Forest then.
Assessment, I think for 20 minutes we were outstanding. Missed three or four good chances. We've hit the underside of the bar. You know, we've caused havoc. We concede a goal from a free kick. And then we've lacked a bit of character and a bit of desire. So no excuses. We'll go back on the training ground and we'll learn from it. And we've just had 40 minutes with the boys and we've gone through bits and pieces and we'll do more so again, but no excuses. Apologies to everyone, of course, when you get beat like that. But we'll go back on the training ground and we'll put it right.
Has that lack of character surprised you then today? Because they've shown a lot of character at times this season.
Yeah, we're playing against a good team as well. You know, it's a good team that's got good players. And they'll play it down, of course, what they're paying, what they don't pay, and all the other stuff. But, you know, they give them great credit today. They've come and they've got absolutely smashed for 20 minutes, but they've stood the storm. And then they get a goal from a free kick, which gives them a great boost. And they get a very, very fortunate second goal right on half-time, which puts a bit of a knife in you. But that's no excuses. We come out second half, and at no stage did I think we affected the game. And it's a real poor performance. But, you know, there's no doubt in the group. We'll all hot tonight. We'll all hot tomorrow and for a couple of days. But we'll put it right.
After that 20-minute spell, your midfield, who have received so many plaudits this season, just didn't seem to be able to get on the ball at times.
Well, you're also playing against good players, but when you have spells like that, as long as that, for 20, 25 minutes of a game, I think the first goal was roughly half hour, but for 25 minutes, we've just battered our door, haven't we? And we've chance after chance and hit the bar and various things that happened. And then they got a goal. You have to say a wonderful free kick and the boy sticks it in the top bag, so... the second goal was probably the one that kills us more than anything. And, you know, if ever luck played a part against us getting beat today, here's another example of it. You know, we hit the underside of the bar at one end to go in front and Pringle goes through and does great and thinks it should score and a couple of good chances for us. And then they get the good fortune where it's as big a deflection as you can and it's over Shearer and it's 2-0. So, but, you know, we're not going to come out and overreact, but we'll react.
How do you pick your side up from this then, over this next week? You have got a full 7 days until you've got another game, no midweek fixture, so how do you go about picking them up?
Well, we'll pick ourselves up. We've picked ourselves up before and, you know, as a management team and as a group of players, we're hot and rightfully we're hot, you know, and so will our supporters hot. And it's our job to get ready to go at the most two difficult games on the road. You know, we go to Milton Keynes and we go to Leighton Orient and there is difficult places there is to go, but I believe in the players, I believe in the dressing room and I believe in a lot of the characters, so we now need to show that.
And after what had been a fantastic start to the season, apart from that Peterborough defeat, I guess this just shows you can't get complacent in this league.
Well, I don't know if it's complacency. I think if we score first today, we probably win by the scoreline they've won. They've been absolutely battered, but we're no one to talk about that, and people quite rightfully wouldn't want Steve Evans, if you get Miller's blood, to talk about that. But that's a reality. If we'd have scored first, we'd have been sitting here as a joyous and three more points, but we didn't take the goal, and we need more character and more things that we're good at, you know, desire and fighting and passion in our team than we deployed in the second half, and the players know that.
You've been talking as well about getting that one player in. Does this show that you need that another face in, would you say?
Well, as you say, you know, you need 20, don't you? But, you know, we'll take stock of it again tomorrow. We've had some players today that went hiding a little bit, went missing a little bit in that second half, and that's what happens. We had some other players who never stopped running, never stopped trying to do the right things, and sometimes just the deeper it gets, the harder you try, and that's what happened with some players. But, you know, we could, you know, I'm looking at this as a 3-0 home defeat. The fourth goal's embarrassing for the officials. It's just embarrassing. It makes us all wonder why we're in football for dearest sake. And when somebody looks at that, he should never officiate again. It's just, and I'm not talking about the referees, the call offsides. It's just such a horrific decision. But hey, that's a 3-0, so we're not going to get paranoid about that.
Tom Eaves wasn't in the squad today. What's the situation with him?
Well, he just got a couple of stomach ulcers that was the reason for his sickness, Bob, and that's why he's not here. He'll hopefully be back in training Tuesday.